Most people can't do a backflip, much less a double backflip. But in 2010, Aaron Fotheringham performed a double backflip, the world's first, in a wheelchair. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app. Music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.
'91. Aaron Fotheringham is born with spina bifida. Doctors say he'll always struggle to control his muscles, especially his lower body, and be wheelchair-bound for life. He's not expected to ever be able to sit upright on his own, much less invent an extreme sport. As a kid, Aaron tags along when his dad takes his older brother to ride around a skate park on his BMX. He watches from outside the fence. He hates being on the sidelines. He wants to be included. When he's 8 years old on another trip to the skate park with his brother, Aaron thinks, "Why can't I go down the ramp? I have wheels too." He lets some local kids push him down the ramp for what's called a drop-in. In Aaron's own words, he practically falls on his face. He's undaunted. He heads back to the top and tries over and over again until he finally manages to stay balanced for a drop-in and ride the ramp. From there, Aaron starts living a new life on his four wheels. Aaron nails 180-degree twists, spinning in midair. His impressive skills grab the attention of an extreme sports coordinator who invites him to compete at some local BMX meets. Aaron and his wheelchair are now competing against able-bodied kids on bikes. Aaron names his new sport WCMX, Wheelchair Motocross, and then he immediately begins pushing the boundaries of the sport he just came up with. He thinks, "Could I pull off a backflip?" No one has ever done a wheelchair backflip before. But then again, no one has ever done wheelchair extreme sports before. Uncharted territory is becoming the norm for now 14-year-old Aaron as he goes to a special camp in California to train. There, a skateboard double ramp launches him into the air over foam pads so he can safely attempt backflips. He spends the summer dropping in, racing down the ramp, catching some serious air, and then flopping into the foam without pulling off a backflip. To backflip requires immense core strength, especially for Aaron. He not only needs enough inertia to spin his body, he needs enough to also flip all the additional weight of his entire souped-up wheelchair. He starts to think, is this impossible? July 13th, 2006. It's the last day at camp, and Aaron still hasn't figured out how to backflip. But he keeps trying. He gets enough rotation to flop on his face. 8:57 p.m., not much daylight left. It's almost time to wrap up for the summer. Aaron drops in again and speeds into the air. He goes vertical, then horizontal, then upside down. He's still spinning. He goes horizontal again, then back to vertical, a full backflip. It's incredible, but his jump is not recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records. To own the record, Aaron will have to pull it off again in an official setting. 2008, just 2 years later, Aaron prepares to WCMX in front of 300 people at the Doc Romeo Skate Park. It's an official setting. He speeds down one ramp, up another, into the air, backflips, and lands at the flat on top of the second ramp. First official wheelchair backflip. It's recognized and it's in the books. And Aaron's not done. 2010, 2 years later, Aaron now lands the first double backflip in a wheelchair. And then he goes on to break six more records, including three records in one day and two in the same jump. Since 2006, WCMX has grown into an international sport with hundreds of competitors, all because Aaron Fotheringham saw his perceived disability not as a disability, but instead as a unique opportunity to invent a new sport. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Aaron Fotheringham, we found the coverage on his website, aaronfotheringham.com, ESPN, and the Guinness Book of World Records to be incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.